Looking at the rise of LinkedIn, why is it such an important social media platform?
LinkedIn has grown massively in the last 3 years especially, and it's now become the world's biggest professional social media platform with over 1 billion people actually on it. Really, it was always classed as a business professional website, but it has grown to include other sectors, including public sector and government sector as well. But one of the most important reasons why so many people are using it to the extent that they are is to raise their professional visibility amongst their peers, and that's a very attractive thing.
What's happening with the other social media platforms like Facebook and X, which we used to know as Twitter?
Well, in the case of Meta, it's very interesting because Facebook, which is owned by Meta, was always the dominant social media platform in the globe. But now that's coming under challenge from platforms such as TikTok and also other smaller niche platforms as well. But don't forget, Facebook is the number one social media platform in the Western world. It's used by about 75% of people in the UK and Ireland. And Meta also owns Instagram, which is a very, very important social media platform. It's used by about 60% of people and continues to be so important because it ties in with a lot of people's social connections and social lives and also their passions and hobbies and interests. In the case of X, formerly known as Twitter, there's been a massive change in the last couple of years, obviously driven primarily by Elon Musk taking it over a number of years ago. So the tone and the environment of X has changed quite considerably. There's a lot of evidence to suggest that a lot of people have left X, but it still continues to be a very, very important social media platform. Elon Musk has announced plans of what he wants to do with it. He needs to provide a little more detail on that. But don't forget that Elon Musk didn't primarily take over Twitter for purely financial reasons. It gives him a huge amount of political power by owning a major social media platform. So that's going to be very interesting from a political point of view as well.
What are the key opportunities on LinkedIn?
The key opportunities on LinkedIn are really to stand out in terms of three particular areas. One is having a good profile. The next is having content that you post to engage with other people. And the third area is very important, and it's about kind of social connections and engaging with people from your network. Don't forget that LinkedIn is indexed very highly by Google. So for instance, if somebody is Googling you before a business meeting, one of the first things that they'll see at the top of Google for your name will be your LinkedIn profile. So it needs to be as attractive as possible. And there's a couple of areas where I think a lot of individual professionals need to improve on that. First of all is having a good quality head and shoulders photograph that shows them in an attractive light. Some people still have their photographs from maybe other social media platforms like Instagram, but don't forget that LinkedIn really is a business network. And the second area is investing in the content that you have, raising your visibility by developing and posting content based on themes they could be to do, for instance, of you know your professional attainments. Maybe you have a big win in business or something that you want to tell people about. And also things about giving people a background to you as a person in your role and how you actually kind of come across also as somebody who's authoritative in your own sector can be very, very powerful on LinkedIn. And the third area is really about being social. It's about engaging with other people on the platform, and that's how to really stand out.
Talk to me about the changing tone of LinkedIn and what that means for business professionals.
The tone of LinkedIn now has become a lot softer than it used to be. For instance, if you were to go back 10 years ago and look at the tone of voice of content on LinkedIn, it's very conservative, probably quite boring. But now I think a lot of people have a lot more confidence in talking about them as professionals, giving a glimpse into their real life as well, a bit more about who they are. So that's kind of a softer tone that you would get on LinkedIn as well, which makes it more kind of compelling for people to read and also engage with on LinkedIn when they see that type of content.
For a business professional who's not on LinkedIn, what sort of a disadvantage is that for them?
Look, there's a big advantage to being visible online across a number of areas, but it makes a lot of sense to be visible where a lot of people are looking. And for any business people who aren't on LinkedIn, and there's still a lot of them, particularly with senior staff, who maybe think that it's still the LinkedIn of 10 years ago, it's an online CV site. So they maybe think that it's something that's not for them, but ultimately they want to make sure that they're highly visible for what they're doing in their particular roles, carving themselves out as an important thought leader on different topics, but also, very importantly, engaging with the people that they know, that they've built up business connections with, maybe that they went to school or university with and in the same industry, or maybe their clients as well. It's a very, very important platform because their clients will be on it and their peers will be on it as well. So they want to, I would say to a lot of senior executives, look, revisit LinkedIn, take the time to find out more about what it is, and build up that confidence to say, well, I actually want to have a bigger role in this and raise my visibility and engage more as well.